All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Still got Josh with me, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, before we go any further, give out those websites again while I have pen in hand here, Josh. Go ahead.
Well, the one website that I was looking at is called PubMed.gov, www.pubmed.gov. And basically, okay. you can type Berryman there. What I'll do, Michael, is after your show's over today, I'll email you all the information that I have, so you can take a look at this stuff yourself. You don't have to really go search for it. That way, if on a later show you want to cover this again or something, you have the ability to do that. But again, Michael, people have to start looking at the fact that anytime they talk about chemtrails, they want to try to nail it down to one specific application, and that's just like anything that the government does. Anything that they do has a cost-benefit analysis run where there isn't just one application for this, Michael. This chemtrail operation has a multifaceted level where they can achieve, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different aims at once using this program. And I think it's been going on a lot longer than people think. But, the long-term health effects and, what they're using it for and what they plan on using it for, Michael, I think is what we've got to spend some more time looking into.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. I was horrified. Now, of course, living in Phoenix, I'm used to it. When I first was turned on to this a couple of years ago, of course, I told everybody I knew, my friends, family, and so forth. And, my children had come out for a visit, and they didn't know what I was talking about. And I said, well, just look up in the air. I showed them some pictures. We walked outside, and they were spraying the chemtrails. But it was just it wasn't more than about a week and a half ago, I happened to be out in somebody's backyard. And I looked up. It was at nighttime. Okay, it wasn't very late. It was about 7:30, 8 o'clock. It had just gotten dark. And I looked up. Normally, you'll see these chemtrails going over some, 30,000 feet or whatever. And being a pilot, I can judge distance in cloud cover because that's what you're taught to do. And I looked up, and I was horrified when I saw these chemtrails that weren't any more than maybe 6,000 to 7,000 feet in the air. And that is the first time I have ever seen anything like that. And what concerns me, Josh, is because, and maybe it's just my age, I don't know, but you walk around and, you got these little aches and pains, and every once in a while you'll get a muscle tense up or shortness of breath or whatever. Sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. I'm just wondering if it isn't time to put on that mask and let these people laugh at you, because some of this stuff that we're breathing in is going to have a long-term effect on us.
Well, it does, Michael, and it ties right into, the eugenics program, the depopulation plan. I mean, look, if you look at the Project for New American Century documents, as you were talking about, from late 2000, they actually talk about in there about using race-specific bioweapons over populations. And one of the things I've noticed, Michael, is that you do tend to have minority groups. If you look at the numbers, minority groups are the ones that are suffering the most from some of these upper respiratory ailments. And, it's difficult to think about those things in terms of that. But, when you look at the fact that you've got barium, which is a radioactive isotope, which makes your lungs glow like a beacon on a radar, you have desiccated red blood cells, you have aluminum, you have all these different things. There's actually in Idaho, there was a mainstream news Idaho report, and I'll email that to you as well, Michael, where they talked about they found 8 different kinds of vaccines, 2 different kinds of cancer, anthrax, just a whole laundry list of stuff from some tests that they had analyzed. And this was in the Idaho Observer newspaper, mainstream newspaper there. And, I think that, it does sound a bit goofy to think about wearing a mask around, Michael, but, would you rather be alive and look goofy or dead and not look goofy? That's what we have to start thinking about.
I saw 2 kids, but teenagers walking down the street yesterday with masks on. I know why they're wearing them, but they were getting some strange stares from the people. Stick with me for a minute if you want to. We got to go to another break, Josh. I know I've heard your name 100 times, and I want to know where from. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my call-in guest, Josh. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Mike Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Chemtrailing, Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, maybe it's ironic that this subject has been expounded upon today. I've got Todd Metallo coming up on my show Monday. I'm going to have him get into this a little bit because he has those masks. You know, they look like a little paint mask that you put over your face. And Bob Barefoot's coming up as well, Josh, and they're going to talk to us about, you know, some of the ill effects and how we can offset that. But what you have told me here, barium, this product, barium, is a radioactive product, and when you suck it in your lungs, now you say it makes it light up like a Christmas tree, basically. Does this alter your DNA, Josh?
I know we don't have any long-term evidence on that to show that quite yet, Michael. I know that it does, over a period of time, eventually breaks down the immune system and the natural immune system to the point to where your body just can't fight off even the most simplest of infections, colds, things like that. It's almost, not quite as destructive as, say, the HIV or the AIDS virus, but mm-hmm. the long-term health effects of what it does to the immune system, I mean, makes you got to think, Michael. I mean, what would be the purpose of trying to break down human beings' natural immune system?
Well, I guess it would be for the same reason why they developed the AIDS virus to begin with. Is to thin out the population. It's the only thing I could think under Sustainable Development Agenda 21, if you will. I mean, you know, they've had this in the plan for a long time. It's very covert and very nefarious how they're going about it. At any rate, let me ask you this, Josh. You have your own website, do you not?
Yes, I'm also a radio talk show host. I actually was the guest on your program last week with Rob Bishop when you were out of town.
That's yeah, okay, yeah, all right, I remember that. Okay, Josh. So, yeah, well, I caught that show, and I wasn't really, I wasn't real. How do I want to put this? I was scratching my head as to how to take that because there was this mysterious rumor that got started that I was booking the country. And I don't recall telling anybody that. What's that?
I heard about that. I actually went back and listened to that to make sure. Yeah, I could see where that got misconstrued. I think that people just took that the wrong way. Rob and I weren't insinuating that in any way that you were leaving the country. We were just simply saying that wasn't something we would do. And I think what happens is that people only hear what they want to hear, and it gets taken and misconstrued. But yeah, Michael, just for the record, we weren't trying to insinuate that in any way, sir, and I didn't want that to get out there. But you know, I respect you a great deal, and just wanted to call in and get on the record today.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm sure Rob told you that him and I had a pretty intense conversation the other night off the air about it, and we're okay. You know, Rob is, I give kudos to Rob. He's a very intelligent guy. You guys, you know, you young guys that are going down the rabbit hole and doing all this research, you know, I give you credit for the initiative, the energy that you have, you know, because I'm one of these old guys. I'm running out of energy, and I'm breathing barium, you know. So, you know, I just sit behind my computer and waltz through this. Stick with me on the line for a minute, though. I've got John in, where is he, Nevada? Or is it, yeah, I guess it is. Let's bring John up here and see what he has to say, Josh. Stick with me. John, you're on with Michael and Josh. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you, John?
Listen, this dissertation that you just gave about the last part of the last hour, we missed that. Is it a possibility to get a copy of that somewhere that we could share that with other people? Because if we could get a recording of you reading that, that was very impressive about all of the multiple places where you can identify this as a problem to people that are just stuck on stupid.
Well, yeah. First of all, you can go into the RBN archives when this show is over, and you can re-listen to the entire show.
How do you do that? Is it complicated? Because we're old people, and we really don't know the computer savvy. Is that a very difficult process?
Okay. Well, let me walk you through it real quick here.
Okay.
You're listening on the internet. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just go back onto the RBN website.
Okay.
And over on the left-hand side where you clicked on Listen Live.
Okay.
Okay, go down about, I think it's two notches. You'll see it right there. It'll say Show Archives.
Okay.
You click on the Archives, and then you'll just scroll down to my show, The American Awakening. You
and
click on that, and the date would be today.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And I can pull that up for myself then.
Yes, sir. And if you have any questions or you have any problems with it, you can call into RBN's main station, and they'll walk you through it for you.
Okay, listen, you guys are swell. You guys are just great. What about Josh now? Can we get those websites? And I'll leave you on the air to talk the important stuff that Josh has got to share with you two guys together.
Okay, the first one, and then I'm going to have Josh give out his own website. The first one he gave me was www.pubmed.gov.
I got that one.
Okay, now, Josh, go ahead and give out your website if you want.
You can check out mine for my show at myspace.com/globalrealityshow, and you can also check out newworldrisingmovie.com.
All right, we're repeating.
Newworldrisingmovie.com?
Mm-hmm.
Newworldrisingmovie.com.
Okay.
Newworldrisingmovie.com.
Oh, okay.
Right,
got it.
And myspace.com/globalrealityshow.
Global
okay.
Reality show. Okay.
I'll let you go, guys. Go. Thank you for all you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the call.
We're faithful listeners, and when we can, we send a few bucks.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it, and especially at this time of the year. You know, I was, as long as I'm on that subject, I was listening to Michael Piper last week, and he was talking about Christmas cards. And he says, you know, maybe you want to forego the Christmas card thing this year and you know, just don't send out any Christmas cards this year and send the money to RBN. You know, and I have to tell you that, and I give credit to John and Sandra because they've done an excellent job throughout their tenure on RBN, and they're, you know, RBN has had its moments, and I've been there when they've had their moments. So, you know, they make their money through the advertisers. And I heard John mention this the other day, and it's a three-way street. It's the listener, it's the network, and it's the advertisers. And if the people do not spend money with the advertisers, then it's just RBN and the listeners, and they cannot stay afloat like that. And more now than ever, and, you know, I'm a listener, folks, when I'm not on the air. Josh, you're a listener. You have your own show. But will you not admit, Josh, that these networks that we're getting this information that we're not going to see on mainstream TV, we're not going to hear on Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh, this is highly addictive, and it's the only place you're going to get it. And the only way you're going to keep it coming is to make sure that these networks stay up and running. Would you agree, Josh?
Well, I would wholeheartedly agree, and I'm not even on the RBN network, but yet I've supported sponsors that are on the RBN network because I want to see this information get out there, Michael. It's important. You know, not very many people are allowed to get out this Kentrail information or anything else that we talk about on a daily basis over the airwaves to a wide amount of people, Michael. And you know, again, none of this is free. None of us make any money at this. But, hey, we want to continue to get the information out to the American people because it is the most important thing we can do in our day and age.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I want to shift gears just for a moment, go back to this expatriation issue with you when you were on my show with Rob. And I would ask you, if you would, to, you know, take a look into my website at www.theamericanawakening.org. I've written an article about the whole thing, and I'd be curious to get your take on it because it's, you know, the question is expatriate, shall, you know, yes or no, you decide. And what I've done is I've put it from my perspective of going down there journalistically reporting on it and looking at the pros and cons of it and, you know, seeing who would be a candidate for expatriation. And there's a myriad of different people, types of people that would be a candidate for expatriation, including those who are, you know, lambasted with the cost of these high prescription drugs that they can't afford anymore. They're retired. They're old. They're trying to figure out whether to pay their electric bill or whether they eat cat food this month. And, you know, you take people in respect like that who are having a very difficult time making ends meet, and they can go down there buy their prescriptions for probably a tenth of what it costs up here, number one. Number two, they can live very comfortably on $500 a month. So, you know, in a respect like that, along with a number of other respects, it might be a good idea to take a first or second or third look at if you haven't already. You know, because as I said, when I was listening to you and Rob, now, you're young guys here, okay, Josh? I mean, you know, when I was, boy, I sound like my dad. When I was your age, you know, I was full of vim and vigor, and I couldn't wait to get out there and dance. But I'm an older guy. You know, I don't have a lot of energy, and not to mention the fact, as I said before, they're pumping barium into my lungs. You know, I mean, yeah. I would be a great general. You see, you know, making decisions and you know, putting the forces at point A or point B. But out there being a grunt and running across the fields and so forth, I don't know if I'm capable of doing that anymore.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I stated too when I was on the program was, you know, hey, look, I mean, this is a different situation for each and every individual. You know, I actually have a friend here in Dallas where I live that actually has a place in Argentina, and he's getting ready to you know, expatriate and go to Argentina. There, he says the exchange rate is still very good. He can get quite a bit for his dollar there. And, you know, we have often had conversations about this, and personally, my personal standpoint for me is I wouldn't leave, and I would make the choice to stay here. But look, I mean, this comes down to the individual, Michael. I mean, each person's choice is their own individual right. Whether or not I agree with it or I don't agree with it is not the point. It is a free choice, and each person has their ability to decide for themselves. I mean, this is what we're trying to fight here with all this stuff, Michael, is people taking away the individual's right to choose what is right for their own life and their own destiny. So I would definitely say that that's just, you know, something for me. I mean, at my age, no, I wouldn't. You, maybe, as older, I can't say what I would do if I was in your shoes. And I think people have to remember that.
Well, you know what's interesting about this whole subject is that, you know, we're talking about sovereignty and we're talking about this country. And as I put in the article, yeah, I don't want to leave my country, but the problem is that I can't find my country. My country that I knew is gone, because they've stripped us of our rights. But, you know, what's fascinating about this whole thing is the leaders that we have elected here, you know, that we had confidence in and we voted for, not me, but a lot of people did, okay, our own leaders, the top-level officials, the president of this here United States that is a sovereign American, he was born on this soil, has bought 100,000 acres in Paraguay, the vice president, has bought a house in Dubai, for crying out loud, and moved his assets offshore. Now, you know, there's something wrong with this equation. Stick with me if you want. Josh, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I don't, you know, when my leaders don't have any loyalty to my country, we're a product of our leaders. I don't know. What do we do about this? We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. Phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. Got my call-in guest, Josh Lewin, on the line, who he just reminded me that he was on my show the other day when I was being sub-hosted by Rob Bishop. So with that, now, we were on this, again, on the subject of expatriation, right? And I was talking about these, you know, our leaders, our mindset is kind of supposed to be a byproduct of our leaders and, you know, the patriotism we have, and we elect these people to point us in the right direction and show us the way for, you know, economic growth and all these things that go along with being an American. That when we elect leaders that are nefarious, that are illegitimate, that are covertly trying to undermine our rights, which obviously these people have, you know, these people that we put our trust and confidence in, Josh, are basically undermining us on our own soil. But the problem is that they are so well secured, so well connected. They have so many barriers around them that we cannot get to them. What are your thoughts on what we could do about this, Josh?
Well, you know, Michael, you're exactly right, because what they have, the assets that they have and the resources that they have is what enables them to be able to operate with impunity and get away with the different types of things that they do. I mean, my real thing is, Michael, is that, you know, it is hard in this day and age to look at and offer people solutions. My big thing that I try to offer is just education. I think the American people at this point have been dumbed down at such a rate that it really is hard to, you know, get your average person to realize that there essentially is no party lines between left and right, and that, you know, essentially both parties are bought and paid for by the same corporate interests. So I think and we have to really continue to, you know, kind of try to educate people on the fact that, look, this is how you've been manipulated. This is what enabled them to be able to get away with the criminality that they're doing and the dehumanization that they wish to, you know, purport on the American people and people worldwide. Michael, I just think that, you know, what we have to really do is realize that we're participating in a broken system and attempt to make the changes within. I mean, it's not going to come, Michael, overnight. We didn't allow this country to be taken away from us overnight, and I don't think it's going to be taken back quickly. It is going to be a slow process. But, you know, as you were saying, Michael, some people do get to the point to where they're like, I don't know what else I can do. I need to get out of here. And then you have other people that are saying, well, I'm going to wish to stay and try to work out solutions. I think both are viable. But, you know, at this point, I don't think anybody has the solution. Michael, what do you think?
Well, I can say this, and anybody that knows me knows I have my moments. I have gone back and forth with expatriation even before I ever came on RBN, before I ever went on KFNX in Phoenix. It was shortly after I woke up that I was thinking, hey, maybe I should just book. And at that point in time, I investigated many, many, many different countries to see, you know, what the freedoms were and weren't. And what I find interesting is that, you know, there's still the propaganda being put out that the United States or America, you know, is the place to go. It's, you know, just where you go to make your fortune and so forth. And it's just that, it's propaganda, because if a person leaves here and takes a trip to another country, and I don't really care whether it's Scotland or whether it's, you know, Mexico or whatever, they will find that that is nothing more than propaganda. It's a big lie. There are more freedoms in those countries than there are here. Now, I'll give you an example, okay? In my trip to Mexico, if you wanted to open up a real estate office, all you do is hang a sign in front of your door. You don't have to get a permit. You don't have to get a license to do so. Now, how did we fall into this position? We fell back into this position, and I will tell you this from my good friend Don up in Oregon, who sent me a couple of, well, almost a ream's worth of information that I read, that shows me that when the United States declared bankruptcy in 1933, they flipped over all of our common law into statutory law. All right, and now we have to get a license for about everything we do, and a license is a privilege, and a privilege can be revoked. It's the same thing as getting a permit. They offer you a, you know, they say, well, you can't march without a permit. So you have to go get a permit, and they let you have a permit the first few times, and then the fourth time you go in to get a permit, they say, well, we're not offering those anymore, which means that you can't demonstrate. Well, they just violated your rights by doing that, but they implemented the permit process so they could take it away from you. Well, there are other places in the world, Scotland being one, Mexico being another, where you don't have to jump through those hoops. And in saying that, there is much more freedom there. Now, if you hung a sign on your door and you became a real estate agent and you screwed up, of course you're going to get kicked out or sued or whatever. But the point being is that the government does not infringe upon you and infringe and control you. So, you know, with that, and there's an atmosphere. There's an old saying out there that, you know, the people's mindset is a product of their leadership. And, you know, being here, you can feel the fear. You can feel the apprehension. You can experience it when you go to the grocery store. At least I can. Okay, and you go to the grocery store, nobody looks you in the eye anymore. Now, I'm not going to say that there aren't communities out there where people know their neighbors and so forth, but they're few and far between. Overall, the large majority, especially in the big cities, Josh, you're not going to find people who really care enough about their neighbor to even give them a second glance. They cut you off in traffic. You see it every day. They'll cut me off in a grocery store line, for crying out loud. But the mindset of people in other countries, the camaraderie, the sovereignty and whatever, it's just different. And from my experience in being in several different countries over the past 15 years, you know, I would say that this is the most tightly controlled, fear-mongered country on the face of the planet. Now, what do we do about it? The first thing you have to do is get to the root of the cause. The root of the cause is that the powers that be have targeted us, obviously, because they aren't targeting these other nations to the degree that they're targeting us. We'll be back in three. Stick with me, Josh. I got you for the rest of the show, I hope. we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, rambling off at the mouth. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my call-in guest, Josh Lewin. And Josh, I want to make a point to you. You know, I said before you came on the show, I was on an airplane coming back, and I was talking to one of those, mainstream Americans who didn't have a clue, and, you know, he was dumbed down like the rest of them. And, you know, you've got a supposedly a Republican president that's coming out and making a statement that he believes that Hillary Clinton is best suited to lead the American people. Now, what in the world could be any more clear than the emperor now having no clothes? He's exposed himself for who he is. He's indeed a globalist. The Bushes and the Clintons have been friends for 30 years. They vacation together. They do business transactions together. They're all in lockstep. It's just one party. But yet still the mainstream people, or the mainstream Americans, don't get it. I mean, how more blatant can it be? How more in your face can it be? And still, they want to live in denial. or they want to sit with their popcorn and watch American Idol. I don't know. You know, I think, you know, you're right that the first thing is education. The problem that we've got, if it were just us educating these people, it would be a lot easier. But what we've got is we've got a total bipolar propaganda coming out there that is giving them the excuse not to believe what we tell them. Okay, so how do you crack through that in your mind, Josh?
Well, I think you keyed in on a very important thing there, Michael, and that is the fact that you got to look at how our patriotism in this country has been used against us. You have one end of patriotism that you and I have, Michael, that we try to give people information on our aspect of what patriotism is. Then you have this other side of this false patriotism that's been used to enslave people. People are still locked into thinking that the United States of America is what it was when they pledge allegiance to the flag every morning in school when they were children. This is what allows people to live in denial about the fact that the Bushes have coddled and brought along the Clintons since they were in college. This is an absolute fact. They have brought these people along. They've had been business partners with them. They call Bill Clinton their surrogate son. And the problem is that even though you can sit there and have this stuff in spades, documented, and show it to people, to someone who is an unbeliever, and say, look, here it is. This is the facts. They love the Clintons. They're basically, one family. And you will still have people that will say, well, I don't believe it. It's not true. And that is because people just do not want to believe, Michael, that they've had someone pulled over on them, basically. I mean, that's why when I try to wake people up a lot of times, Michael, they say, oh, well, they don't want to believe it because they voted for Bush. And people have to realize, look, it's okay. You voted for Bush. You were wrong. Now you can admit that you were wrong, and you can come the rest of the way towards trying to realize what is really going on instead of staying in this little self-imprisoned box that the government tried to keep you in. That's the thing, Michael. People are just afraid of what other people think, and they're afraid to step outside of the box.
Well, propaganda is not for the critical thinker. It's for the coward. It's an excuse for the coward to do nothing. Let's go to Bryant in Richmond, Virginia. Bryant, you're on with Michael and Josh. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. I would call your attention to what Mr. Rick Adams said the other night on his Thanksgiving eulogy. And you people are making it sound as though we came here for prosperity and what we may be able to accomplish in a material aspect. And he brought up the careful remembrance that we came here for our religious liberty and our trust in our powers and our ability to express our faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that they have not been able to take away from us thus far. And,
well, wait a minute. And, no, but wait just a minute, Bryant. Okay.
They have tried to compromise it, but the last time I checked, we can still pray. And we're here to pray. And we're here to take back our country under the powers, under the God-given powers that we have. That's what we're staying and fighting for.
And, Brian, they're doing everything that they can do to subvert and pervert that by getting the religious right, okay, to believe that, Israel is God's chosen people. And if you go in, if you're a Bible guy, if you're a Christian, you'll know that what's going on in Zionist Israel is against God's word.
So how does that affect me in my prayer life? In my prayer life and in my powers.
Well, what point are you trying to put across? That we all need to drop down to our knees and pray to God and everything will be okay? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that we have the power. The just shall live by his faith. Have you read that, my friend?
I've read the whole Bible two or three times back when I was a Jesus Name Pentecost in the 70s.
You're saying that you'd like to be a general. Well, the powers that we carry are not always in our balled up fist. And I'm just saying we have a lot to stay here and fight for. We have exactly what we came here for, our religious liberty.
We have a religious liberty that is being subverted by hate crimes legislation that's trying to be shoved down our throat.
Let's stay and defend that religious liberty.
Well, we have been.
Okay.
We have been. We've been lighting up the phone lines, calling our congressmen and senators to tell them to vote no on that. And by the way, up to this point, it has not been signed into legislation. So it's working. So I don't know, I really don't know what your point is. We are fighting it. You know, and so, you know, to get down and pray about it, God helps those who helps themselves, and we are helping ourselves. We're doing everything we can do to get our country back. That's the reason for this network. That's the reason why Josh is on. That's the reason why I'm on. Josh, you want to comment on this?
Well, Michael, the thing about it is you've got an airway there that allows us to say the truth. The truth is what people gain their strength from. This is how we win the battle. Don't you understand?
Have we not been telling people the truth?
Well, then, but then you're up there crying like I've got. It's over, and it's not over. You're on the air. You can say anything you want to say. You can open up any book you want. Start reading it.
Excuse me for a minute. I didn't hear myself crying because it was over. Josh, did you hear me crying because it was over?
Which was you were contemplating leaving the battle.
What I have said is that I have battled with that for the last 2 years, and I think that's normal, okay? I have my ups and I have my downs like every other human being walking the face of this planet, and I have my days where I think that we're winning this battle, and I have my days when I run into a guy on the airplane and I'm scratching my head going, maybe we're losing, okay? You know, I don't know. It's not over till it's over. But don't think for a minute, Bryant, that I'm tossing in the towel, because if I was, I'd have been gone a long time ago, my friend. Okay,
I think you've got some powerful tools at your disposal, and I'm here to support you in using those, and I know a lot of other people are too. And I don't think it's nearly as dire as we're making out as while we've got these tools at our disposal.
Go ahead, Josh.
I just wanted to say that what Michael Herzog and Josh Reeves are trying to do is to just give you information to let you know how bad it is getting, what we are living under right now, and what we are going to be living under. We're trying to give people the information to empower them to take their life back into their own hands. We are in no way, shape, or form saying that it's over. We're just attempting to give people the tools to be able to take back their own destiny.
I'm not interested in learning how bad it is. I'm interested in learning how good it can be, and that's the power, and that's what you people have the facility to do. And that's all I've got to say about
it. Okay, wait a minute, Brian, before you leave me, you tell us how good it can be and how we get there.
Well, you know, if I had the air in my lungs to do it, I might consider that. But I'll leave that up to you, and I'm sure you're going to handle it very well. I have all confidence that you will. And I know Scott Miller will, and the whole company will. And
all
I'll
right.
be
Thank
here to support you in doing that. Thank you.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate your support, Brian.
Okay. All right, bye.
You know, yeah, you're welcome, buddy. All right. Well, that was an interesting call, was it not?
It definitely was.
Well, I think his point is, you know, that a lot can be accomplished through prayer, and I don't discount that for a moment. What I see going on is the subversion of this when you've got the religious right that is supporting this mock Christian that we have in office right now, who's professing to, you know, God told me to attack Iraq. I mean, you know, this guy's got the blood on his hands of more than a million people. Now, all he is a mid-level puppet, but he's dancing to the strings of the powers that control him. But how dare you, George Bush, get up on your podium to the American people and have the audacity to call yourself a Christian, sir? Because I'm telling you right now, none of your actions purport that of a gentleman that is a Christian. I know, I've been there, I've done that. I'm the first to admit that in the eyes of Jesus' name Pentecost, I'm a backslidden Christian. But that doesn't mean that I don't know Christian principles. And I'll tell you one thing right now, George Bush, you don't possess them. Sorry about that. I had to get that out there. Any input for that, Josh?
Yes. And Michael, that's what one of the things I spend a lot of time talking about on my program, Michael, is there's not a problem with people having faith, and there's not a problem with having religion. The problem is that people are not willing to accept, again, through that denial that you were speaking of, not willing to accept how their faith has been used against them and turned on them, and also, you know, sort of bastardized into something completely different than it intended to be. And this is what these groups do. A group that I spend a lot of time talking about on my show is a group called the Council for National Policy. People need to look into that. It's an extreme, secretive group on the right, made up, started by Tim LaHaye, the founder of the writer of the Left Behind books. You have people like Pat Robertson, all these extreme evangelical right people. They meet two times a year in secret, much like the Bilderberg Group. Dick Cheney was the keynote speaker at their most recent meeting. Fred Thompson was their keynote speaker in the spring. People just need to look in the Council for National Policy. This is a secretive group that is made up of the military-industrial complex people and the evangelical right, and essentially formulates the plan for eugenics and racial genocide throughout the world, and uses it to convince the evangelical right Christians to buy into their agendas. And people need to just realize, Michael, that their faith is great. Their own personal faith is beautiful, but it's turned ugly and turned against, and as you were saying, into this false belief that we're just supposed to let Israel run the world.
I couldn't say it more eloquently. These people are being fooled into believing that war is peace, that you know, through the only way to peace, to this, you know, paradise, if you will, is through war and to eliminate these factions. Well, I'm sorry. I can't get my head around that. You know, I'm a peaceful person. Now, don't get me wrong. I can lose my temper at times, but it makes me sick to see. I believe that every human being on this planet has a right to breathe air. I believe he has a right to a life. I believe he has the right to liberty and the pursuit of property. I believe that, okay? And to deprive anybody of that right based on his principles or his religious beliefs, I don't care if you're an individual that believes the cricket crawling around in the corner is your God. As long as it has no bearing on me, I don't care who you worship. That's your belief. That's fine, okay? But don't go killing somebody for it. And don't be telling me that these Islamo-fascist radicals are the ones that are causing these problems. It's not. It's greed, it's power, and it's control. We didn't go into Iraq because of this dastardly man with weapons of mass destruction. We went in there because he started converting demanding euros as opposed to dollars. We went in there to control the oil. We went in there to balkanize that country. We went in there to put military bases in there for a strategic location to attack any of these other Middle Eastern countries that didn't fall lockstep to this New World Order, if you will. Okay, so any of these people on the religious right who believe otherwise and believe that Jesus Christ is going to rapture you up into the clouds and save you, that's what they want you to believe before the tribulation period so they can carry out their demonic agenda. Sorry, I get upset when I start hearing this. I had a trucker that called me in from Tennessee that bought into that, okay, and he was telling me, just like this guy on the plane, you know, yeah, well, we went into Iraq, yeah, and we were in there, yeah, well, you know, the WMDs, well, you know, they're still over there. Well, yeah, we know that George made some mistakes. Mistakes, my butt. They were lies. He got right on a podium in front of a press dinner, or in front of a dinner with his elite cohorts, and joked about looking under the podium and looking under the chair for weapons of mass destruction. They were laughing at us behind our back, for crying out loud. And all these people out there are in denial and too stupid to see it, and it just honks me off, Josh. Sorry.
Well, Mike, people just don't want to look at the historical aspect that this kind of thing has happened before. This is nothing new. Go back to Allende in Chile in the early 70s. You had them securing the Rockefeller oil interests there. They did a coup, an overthrow, and installed Augusto Pinochet, David Ruff for David Rockefeller, for the Standard Oil interests there. Kissinger headed that up. Standard Oil and ARCO actually paid the CIA to pull that off. And when did it happen? They did it on September 11th in 1972. This is nothing new, Michael. People just don't want to look at the historical aspects of this.
You know what they do? I mean, you start showing them, just like this conversation. I keep going back to this guy on the plane, you know, and I told him, I said, look, you know, I'm a private investigator. I'm certified in private investigation. I go down the rabbit hole. I don't report stuff unless I have legitimate. Now, I'm not correct 100% of the time. I'm the first to admit that. But I'm not going to put something out over the air unless there's journalistic research that has been done on it, unless, you know, it's a pretty ironclad opinion that, yeah, that's what's happening. But when you start arguing with me or debating me, like this gentleman was doing on the airplane, and I ask where you get your information, and he's talking about Bill O'Reilly, I mean, how stupid can you be? Where do you go from there, okay? Because Bill O'Reilly is God, and whatever Bill O'Reilly says is the truth. And as you know as well as I do, Bill O'Reilly's a $5 million shill whore for the media. Now, whether Bill O'Reilly really knows what's going on, or whether they got him drugged down like Rush Limbaugh and his OxyContins, I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, these guys, I believe, John Hannity, Glenn Beck, and all these guys, I believe they know what's going on.
Now, Rush Limbaugh, I firmly believe he knows what's going on, because I think that was that's why he got into this OxyContin thing that he got into a few years ago. I think he was taking it not for pain in his leg or his butt or whatever. I think he was numbing his conscience with it. Okay, and any time anybody tries to challenge them, you notice they won't put anybody up on the mainstream airwaves unless they think they can discredit them. And if they don't succeed in that, they cut them short. Now, I saw Jim Fetzer get on there last year, got on Hannity and Combs, and he made him look pretty stupid. And they cut him off. They didn't give him much time. But they won't let anybody up there like a John Stadtmiller or an Alex Jones or a Michael Herzog or a Josh Reeves or anybody that's got their facts straight, because they can't deal with it. The only way they can rebut it is with ad hominem attacks. But that's what they're paid to do. Okay? And they've really honed their craft, and they're really good at it. But I, you know, my opinion is they know what's going on, Josh. What about you?
Absolutely. They're compromised 7 ways to Sunday. That's the only reason they're allowed in those positions in the first place. Look at somebody like Bill O'Reilly, who was on Hard Copy in the 1990s talking about the JFK conspiracy. I mean, you know, this guy knows what's going on. They all do. But the fact is, Michael, that, you know, one of the questions I always ask people when they get in arguments about this kind of stuff with me, and this is something, Michael, that you should use on people next time that happens to you on an airplane or whatnot, just say, how much information and how much do you have to back up your reality? That's the problem.
Good point. All right, we're going to take a break. My call-in guest, Josh Reeves, is with it. And I apologize. I thought it was Josh Lewin. I don't know where I got that name from, but it's Josh Reeves. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from a chemtrailed Phoenix, Arizona. Hot and passionate today. Not the weather, but my blood pressure. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stick with us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
right, we're back with the final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, along with my call-in guest, Josh. Josh, let's take one last quick phone call. Let's go to Jake in New Iberia, Louisiana. Jake, you're on with Michael and Josh. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mike. I don't know if I'm on topic or not, but I was trying to buy some cigars, and I can't find any good cigars. I'm a poor old man, and I'm just trying to buy some decent cigars. Has anybody else called in having problems with the tobacco, politically correct?
Tobacco politically correct?
Yeah.
Are you being facetious with me here, Jake? Or
no,
I mean, you really?
I'm really not. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story. I just got off the phone with a gentleman who sells cigars online.
Okay.
And he was explaining to me that the cigars are backordered, and we're probably not going to be able to get any till the end of December. Now, I just got off the phone talking with him, and he wasn't aware of what I'm about to tell you. I found some people on an Indian reservation out there in California that sell some 100% natural 100 cigarettes for $14 a carton.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you're aware of this. Marlboro is about $30 a carton right now.
Okay.
Well, these Indians sell them for $14 a carton, and if you buy enough of them, they'll even give you free shipping. Isn't that wonderful?
If you smoke.
Well, I don't think that's been likely to, in the top 10 of things that's likely to kill me at this moment.
Okay.
And I think you know what I mean.
Yeah,
anyway, I was buying cigarettes from these people with my Visa card. Well, about 6 months ago, they called me up and said, guess what? Visa will not pay for cigarettes anymore for us. They're not honoring, you know, our requests, you know, from you and the other people who use credit cards. It's not just Visa. It's all of them. And I thought he was crazy. But I said, okay, I'll send you a check. Don't worry about a thing. You know, I'm not broke. I'm poor, but I'm not broke. I'll send you a check. And I did. And they haven't been able to get any credit cards to honor our orders for cigarettes.
That's bizarre.
Isn't it? And I thought, I'm not crazy, Mike. I'm serious about this.
I wish I could help you. I don't smoke.
I'm not looking for help. I'm just kind of telling people there's something strange going on. Would you agree?
Add it to the list. Yeah, I'd agree with that. Listen, the engineer, I'm getting a little feedback. Can you turn down the feedback or whatever it is that you do there? I agree. It's strange. Josh, you want to comment on it real quick?
Yeah, actually, you know, kind of what he's talking about. It just has to do with big tobacco. Look, they want to sell you chemicals. They want to sell you things that cause cancer. People that want to sell you just pure tobacco don't make a profit. So when you pay $30 opposed to $14, you're paying for the chemicals that big tobacco puts in them. So I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, that would make sense. Okay, Brian, did you get that? Jake, did you get that?
I didn't really hear him. I was really more trying to share this with you and the people who listen to you. Because
okay,
it looks I think we're getting into the twilight zone here.
I think we've been there for a while.
Yeah,
all right, well, listen, I got to run,
Mike.
Jake. End of the show. Thank you for the call.
Great show. Appreciate
you listening. Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Well, Josh, anything you want to add before we end this Friday?
They can check out my show at tnrlive.com Monday through Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. Central. Thank you, Michael.
All right, thank you, Josh. All right, end of another day. It's a Friday. I want you guys to have a good weekend. If you can, don't breathe any chemtrails or put a mask on. I got John Stadmiller coming up with a National Intel Report. I'm sure he'll have a good... I think he said he was going to have a guest today that I wanted to listen to. It doesn't make any difference whether he said so or not. I'm going to listen anyway because I always do. I will see you Monday with Todd Metallo, Bob Barefoot, and Mary Starrett, head of the Constitution Party. See you later, Matt.